Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But right now, I have a word. I have a word from a prophetic word, a dream, a prophetic vision that was given to Steve Hill. Steve Hill was the evangelist that God used to pour out a revival, a powerful revival in Pensacola, Florida. It's called the Brownsville Revival. And he, since then, has a ministry in Texas. And he faced death. He literally had cancer. He was facing death, you know, to the point that it could have been over, but God healed him.
Yeah.
But in that, God's given him a there's not a more passionate man that I know of for souls in the kingdom of God. And but this is the vision, and he's talking the very storm that we've been talking about. He just got this vision, and he's talking about exactly what we're facing and what we're willing to do. But listen up.
The spiritual avalanche that could kill millions. This is coming to you from a man who has just passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Since my close call with eternity just a short while ago, everything has become clearer. I can hear his whisper. Unabated obedience has become my mandate. That is why I'm writing this word from the Lord. Recently, after enjoying quality time with Jesus, I was surprised by an alarming vision. I saw a massive, majestic mountain covered in glistening snow. It reminded me of the Matterhorn in the Swiss Alps. Its peaks were sparkling white, and I was amazed by God's attention to detail. It was so realistic, I wanted to go skiing. But I sensed that there was more that the Holy Spirit was about to reveal. As I closed my eyes, I was in a winter wonderland, bustling with thousands of vacationers. The ski lodge, condos, hotels, and cabins were at full capacity at this popular resort. Day quickly turned to night as the skiers, snowboarders, and sports enthusiasts were settling in. Anticipation grew as the snow began to fall. Everyone headed to bed believing tomorrow would be a day of sheer enjoyment on freshly covered slopes. For an avid skier, the exhilaration of being the first one to race down a new blanket of snow is a dream come true. Throughout the night, winter storms dropped several feet of new snow on the slopes. The night ski patrol was put on full alert. Their mission was clear. With the potential of killer avalanches, they took to their posts. I began to weep as the vision continued to unfold along with its spiritual application. The ski patrol operated like a well-trained platoon. Some boarded helicopters manned with small bombs. Others jumped on snowmobiles loaded with handheld explosive devices. What seemed to be a strategic group of sharpshooters were stationed at the base, maneuvering anti-tank weapons aimed at the snow-covered peaks. They fired their weapons at strategic points in the avalanche zone to force avalanches before the snow accumulated to a life-threatening depth. Left unchecked, the accumulation of heavy, dense snow packed on top of lighter snow could easily slide down with incredible speed and force, resulting in enormous damage and loss of life. The Lord began to speak. I trembled. The fresh new snow represented the false teaching that is steadily falling on the ears of the body of Christ. It has been and is a heavy snowfall. The skiers represented believers and non-believers, trusting the resort for a safe and memorable experience. As Christians, we have been warned to be sober and vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. However, the present awe-inspiring teachings have lulled many into a deeper sleep. The layers upon layers of snow have been steadily covering the solid traditional truth of Christ. The truth is that foolish teaching in these days will become so fashionable, even the most dedicated believer could become deceived. Matthew 24:24. It's happening before our eyes. One spiritual leader said the other day, "You guys are old-fashioned holiness. We are modern-day grace. You live in bondage while we can do anything we want." Pastors and teachers worldwide have succumbed to heretical teachings, including universal reconciliation, deification of man, challenging the validity of the Word of God, including His judgments, and even lifting any boundaries, claiming His amazing grace is actually amazing freedom. You are free to live according to your own desires. Sound familiar? They had no king and did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 17:6. These popular self-proclaimed ministers of the gospel are covering the slopes and will be held accountable for the spiritual death of millions. Just as a ski patrol did in this vision, those who are aware of what's happening must take swift and accurate action. Their weapons of warfare must be aimed at the peaks and the avalanche terrain to dispel the lies. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers must be willing to drop spiritual bombs, fire anti-heresy missiles, and even drive into the danger zones armed with explosive truth to confront this avalanche. The generals of this generation must leave the war room and put their years of experience on the front line. Friend, I humbly encourage you to heed this vision and take it before the Lord. I've written it just as it was given. My responsibility is to share with the body of Christ His words to me. The ears that hear and the hands that obey are out of my control. This is not just Steve Hill telling a story. Most of what the Lord shares with me is personal and remains in my heart. But I sincerely believe that this is a warning for this hour. Satan is snowing the saints, but it can be stopped. In the vision, I heard explosions. I saw dedicated Christian soldiers scrambling to do anything it took to bring down this avalanche before devastation occurred. One of the most powerful weapons we possess to combat this onslaught is the tongue. Let God set yours ablaze by preaching all the words in red. If we take action now, the result will be a tearing down of false teaching and a remaining layer of solid, God-given, biblical instruction that will save the lost, heal the sick, and strengthen Christians to do the true work of the ministry.
Such a powerful vision that God has given Steve Hill that lines up with what he's been showing us, even the sign that we saw even last night. That the resorts, as he was beginning to talk about, you know, the meaning of the vision, the resorts, it's these things that we build. And that you don't have to, it doesn't, if only 19% are reading the word, everybody's trusting in the resort. They're trusting in the thing that was built. And a battle is coming in. And all these, the snow represented false teaching and heretical teachings that are coming down over the church, over his people. and over the nations. Mm-hmm. And I mean, just such an urgency. It was just, it just grabs you, and it's just so true. Mm-hmm. It's so true. And it's time that we've been talking. That's what we're talking about. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. You know, God told us about this day. We've been preparing and building and just, it's just kind of hard to explain the endless hours of preparing for what many didn't even think would be a reality.
Right.
And now we're facing it. It's here and it's happening. And you can prepare. You can say, you know what? I'm going to begin to read the Gospels and I'm going to read Jesus' words and I'm going to apply them to me. I'm no longer going to look at anything else and bring people in as grids. I'm going to, like, this is what God wants me to do. This is what he expects from me. And this is sin and this is not sin. And this is the expectations of us. The great expectation of God is not the great suggestion. It's for us to go and to begin to go out. And you got to know the truth before you can say it. Your tongue cannot be anointed a blaze of fire for God if you don't even, if you're not even his disciple. You haven't even learned his ways. And you need to get trained up and you need to get prepared for what's about to happen. And everything weighs in the balance. And just like Steve said, and this is the only thing that we can say, is that, you know, all we can do is tell you. All we can do is tell you. And we not only just told you, we've been preparing mm-hmm. for a response. Mm-hmm. For a response. And and the only way to contradict a lie is for the truth to be spoken and to be spoken in power that we've been talking about. It's going to take everybody to do whatever we have to do to be able to win or not be destroyed from what's about to happen. And I'm not talking about the end of the world or anything like that. I'm just talking about life as we know it.
Right.
And the heresy that's being promulgated today is just amazing. But it's easy to do when you don't read your Bible. It's easy for somebody to tell me this is the way it happens. And this way it is, and I've never read the Word of God, so I have to take their word for it. Right. But if I'm reading the Word, if I'm in the Word, and we always encourage everybody's supposed to, you know, we want everybody to be abiding in the Word of God, but also to challenge. If it's not in the Word, let us know. We want it. We're, that's what we're aiming for. But there's been, you know, conversations with those are not, they just created stuff. Right. And you start saying, well, where in the Bible is that?
Yeah, book. And then they go, verse, please.
Well, it's very disarming because they present it as if it's an oracle from God.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. Finally, like, I must have missed that. I didn't see that. Where is that at? Then they go, well, it's not in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like so many things have been made up, and it's a philosophies of men and the, you know, men's traditions versus God's traditions. And you know, we're all going to be held accountable for this mm-hmm. and how we're going to respond. And just, I mean, we're going to make that available to you on the VFN Torch so you can hear that and also be available, of course, on the post, but under prophetic words and there's a menu choice, I believe, on the Torch for prophecy. And we have all these words that God's been giving us. And it seems like some really, really difficult times are coming, but understand when difficult times come, that's when the church begins to pray. That's when they set aside, what was I thinking? They turn to God. They turn to the Bible and turn to others who are doing the same thing. The question is, will it be late, too late mm-hmm. For us to be able to? And the things are so integrated right now in the world and in America, it's going to take the power of God being poured out in a powerful way on the church in America for us to be able to even see God turn this tide.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.